Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. It is my great pleasure to have two guests in the studio today, both of them local artists of note. They are here to tell us all about the No Boundaries International Art Colony, their experience there. They'll talk about their work, and they're inviting us to the closing reception for their exhibit. That closing reception is tonight from 6 to 9 at the Wilma W. Daniels Art Gallery. That's the new gallery at Cape Fear Community College, located at 200 Hanover Street. So I want to welcome Michelle Connolly and Harry Taylor. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Wonderful. Good day.
Good day. That's right. Now, I want to talk about No Boundaries. It's an international art colony. This year, there were 14 artists spending 2 weeks together on Bald Head Island. And before I ask you two about your own experiences, there's a wonderful article in the January arts issue of Wilma magazine, an article by Brandon Guthrie, who was one of the folks on the island.
That's
yes?
Great. Yes.
And illustrated by Mark Weber. I'm just going to read a paragraph about when he first arrived on Bald Head Island. Oliver was filming with a rhythm that resembled insect flight patterns. Wei Hong was serving tea in the breakers while Innocent burned primal fabric. Jumadi was acting out an epic while Carl sang about Captain Charlie Swan and the ghost of Clawdon. Sean was busy making sky above landscape weep while Jonathan painted an electric samba. Harry was burning time machine photographs, and Michelle coaxed figures from figments. Terrell rendered calligraphic poems, and Gail wrangled with the marsh outlaw. Kristen gelled the setting organic, while the pots produced a miasma from the finest chefs on the mainland. And I think we've mentioned all the artists in there, and so I want to talk to you now, Michelle and Harry, about your experience on Bald Head Island for the No Boundaries International Art Calendar, Colony, Art Colony, not an art calendar. Maybe we should do that, an art colony. Sort of take us there and just take your time talking about your experiences there.
It's a rich experience. There's 2 weeks together on the island. And this was a fabulous group of artists with a real mixture of skills. We had music, we had filmmaking, photography, painting, of course. And there was a good connection and a great energy. And I think each individual artist is full-time working during the course of the year. But to come together and bring that creative energy for each other into a group makes it multidimensional, would you say, Harry?
Oh, absolutely. And I think for many of us, you know, modern life, we end up being professional email returners and,
yes,
you know, checking your text and all this. And it's just having those 2 weeks where you're clear to do your work and, you know, the sea and the sky, you know, it's really intense there because you're 270 degrees surrounded by water. You're on that same light as south of France. You've got just an amazing place to be. I mean, the island is unsurpassed. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Cape Fear is an amazing spot.
It really is a treasure, that island, and it's being preserved very carefully. So the island itself is a spectacular setting, and the chance to come together with all those creative people is very enriching for everyone. What countries were represented, if you can remember off the top of your head?
Well, Jumadi is actually from Indonesia via Sydney, Australia. And I had actually found the connection with Jumadi several years ago, so I was very excited to actually meet him in the real. And he had actually was sponsored by the Halsey Institute to fly here to North Carolina.
It's a long flight.
Yeah, so it was great to have Jumadi, and we had Innocent from Rwanda, and Wei Hong from Beijing, China, and several national artists as well this year. So Terrell James from Houston, Texas. Oliver Mellon, the filmmaker, great guy, good energy,
amazing,
from San Francisco, but used to be based here in Wilmington, so many people know him. His short films were shown during Kukularis this year, or last year.
And you can see him at the show tonight.
Yeah,
well.
It's a really nice space. Good. We're very excited to have the opportunity to show at this Wilma W. Daniels Gallery.
Just a beautiful gallery.
Yeah.
You really see the work. I mean, it's
spectacular.
And where is it, for our listeners that don't know where the Wilma W. Daniels Art Gallery
is? Downtown Wilmington, 200 Hanover Street. there's a great parking deck there where you
can
park.
A big construction site by a bridge. You can't miss it.
Okay. Good.
You go over the bridge, and then it's to the left, and there's like a big building that's going up.
Oh, that?
Yes, you know what I'm talking about? Yes.
Great.
It's near PPD in that area.
Near PPD.
We'd like to thank Rick Conn and his team at Cape Fear Community College for doing a great job of curating this show. This is something new for No Boundaries that we've actually got a team curating for us. And we really appreciate the chance to show at Acme Art Studios, and that's where the gala exhibition is usually held and was held last November. But this year we had the chance to extend the show at the Wilma W. Daniels Gallery, and we really appreciate that opportunity.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Michelle Connolly and also Harry Taylor, two of the 14 artists that spent 2 weeks together on Bald Head Island. And another quote from the article that I read that was so wonderful by Brandon Guthrie in the Wilma magazine: bonds were forged with people we barely knew but will never forget.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's some good connections that have been made through this colony. Some good friendships, and we actually have Carl Mullin, who's the Irish singer-songwriter-painter, will be coming and showing with me in March at Acme, so there's a continuation, a flow on, some collaborations still to happen.
That's beautiful. Let's talk now about your own work. Harry, you are primarily or exclusively a photographer.
Yes,
can you talk
about
that?
I've been a working photographer for my entire life, just about.
Yes.
Never got around to getting a job, quite. And it's, well, I've been very fortunate that way. My thing is about time, and my photographs are generally very short exposures or very, very long exposures, like minutes sometimes. And I work in a medium that's called wet plate collodion, which is a 19th century process that was developed in 1851. And if you've seen a photograph of the Civil War, it was in that process.
The kinds of photos that Matthew Brady did?
Right. And most of mine are on glass or metal.
Wow.
And working large format 8x10 view camera is kind of my standard camera.
So describe that. If you are taking a photograph, what does that look like? What is your camera setup like?
Well, it's a big accordion looking thing that's far from a telephone or a the DSLR that is the standard fare of commercial photography.
Wow.
I have a dark room nearby that's usually in the back of my car or or it's
in the tent.
In a tent. Or in a box,
like
I went to Spain
like
and I couldn't take everything with me, so I had to kind of pull things out of dumpsters and make a dark room, and it's kind of a scavenger, which I love that element of the work too.
Well, that's its own kind of creativity there.
Yeah, everything can't be repeated.
I think actually all of the artists were scavengers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bald heads are so wonderful findings on the beach, in the woods.
Yeah,
wow.
Everybody goes home with bundles of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm assuming all of your photography is in black and white.
No. Well, yeah, it's black. Well, my commercial work's in color a great deal. But, but with this stuff, it's more of a sepia. It's not necessarily black and white, but it's pre-color. It's before color. So color is not even a dream at this point.
Okay.
In my work.
Wow, that's wonderful. Harry Taylor, photographer. Michelle, talk a bit about your work now and how we would recognize it if we saw it in a gallery.
Well, I too am a scavenger, and I am inspired by folk art, outsider art, naive art, as you'd call it. And I like to play with found material. So I classify myself as a mixed media artist. And when I'm out at the island, I enjoy being inspired by the landscape and by found material on the beach. So the work that's at the Wilma W. Daniels Gallery is that combination of landscape on canvas and also juxtaposed with characters that I create from found material.
Oh.
And yes, I mean, I suppose it's hard for me to describe. You should go and have a look.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love the narratives you create there. That's always fun.
Yeah, it's a bit whimsical, as I recall from
whimsical,
what I've seen.
Yes.
Whimsical.
Love
yes.
that word, whimsical.
It's good. That's great.
Okay, change the subject.
Yeah. We just have about a minute and a half left, but I do want to ask you, if you feel like your work has been impacted or changed in some way by your experience as part of the No Boundaries International Art Colony.
That's definitely tremendously.
Yeah.
I think the thing you never expect, which is always a great surprise that happens, is that the people you're around, the artists you're working around, you can't help but overlap and trip over their stuff, and you learn things from them. And they, like Jamadi, for a good example, he gave us all this this narrative talk all the time. So I'm always thinking about stories about ducks or whatever, you know. I mean,
about ducks?
Ducks, yes. Yeah. He had a great duck story.
I think with Djemadi, and I, he's a good example of someone like that, that his work is multidimensional. So it was really wonderful to have him as part of the group, so that he inspired Oliver's short films, and he also inspired other people, I would say, and the poetry, the storytelling, as well as the visual art. And so we've taken a lot away from meeting him, as he has done us as well, you know, and innocent with his way of working. So it was a good mix, a great mix of people.
If you would like to know more about the No Boundaries International Art Colony, and especially celebrate, some of the artists will be there this evening from 6 to 9 at the Wilma W. Daniels Art Gallery at Cape Fear Community College at 200 Hanover Street, a new gallery, but it's time that you find it. Michelle Connolly and Harry Taylor will be there along with some of the other artists, and it's a last chance to see some of the beautiful work that was created at the No Boundaries International Art Colony last November on Bald Head Island. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You're most welcome. This is WHQR.